Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. He had a gig this week, but he realized the Chiefs are going to be on the AFC Championship game, which never happens. So right. He doesn't have a gig this week. And Houston Alexander, who's a Raider fan, is sitting with us. Houston's got the Houston Alexander Foundation. What's the how do they get a hold of that? What's the website?
They can go to HoustonAlexander.org. And we're looking for donations. We're not begging people. Mm-hmm. We're asking.
Got it.
And you know what we do is we're going to the schools and we give the kids bikes.
Right.
So we know we're trying to get donations for bikes. Cool. We need new equipment because a lot of the equipment is a lot older.
Yeah.
We're just trying to upgrade what we already have, and it's a proven product because we've been in schools since 2003.
Oh,
so
cool.
So we've been doing it for a long time. All so right. I just finally got off my lazy butt and did the nonprofit. But yeah, we've been doing it for a long time.
And Houston is spelled like the city, right?
Just like that. Just like the city. Do not spell my name with the U.
And
okay.
If you and he hasn't he hasn't retired, he will still fight for the right price.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you got the right price.
Right
price. I will be there in your ring. But for this past year, I've been really concentrating on the foundation because it's real important to me to leave some type of legacy behind.
Yeah.
You know, and to me. There's other parts of the foundation that we work with as far as educating people who don't know how to work out.
Right.
I train people for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you go on a website and hit me up, you know, I'll go through a session with you just to see where you're at and to help out.
All
right. And we do public speaking about organ donating as well because I gave my daughter a kidney in the early 2000s, so I speak about that. So
I just heard this Houston guy's an a-hole. That's what
that too. Yeah.
I've always heard he was an a-hole.
We were featured in the Omaha Magazine where they didn't want to take a picture of me. They took a picture of my torso. I'm like, okay, but you still know it's me because of all my tattoos. So that's kind of cool. You still know it's me.
We've seen you. Yeah, you all over the. What was that bit you did?
You only got one kidney.
One kidney.
Yeah.
I've had one kidney since 2000, and I've been maintaining my health. And
did you cool. angle when the guy punched you to try to punch the Don kidney side?
No, you know it doesn't.
You can't
get
that.
You can't get that. You can't get that.
After you donate, what's the recovery process?
Well, you know what? The worst part of giving up an organ was the catheter.
Oh yeah,
you know, it stayed in my penis for 3 days. That hurt. And when they finally
took it, three days. But
when they pulled it out, it was the worst feeling. And I said, "Take the other kidney out, take that out, because it hurt, man."
They should took your kidney out through your penis.
Oh man, it felt like it. Jeez, but it was.
That's
crazy.
And you gave it to your
catheter. I gave it to my oldest daughter.
She's good.
She had a kidney disease. You know, when she was born, and she lost it. She lost the kidney a couple of years ago because it only lasts so long.
Oh, it does. Okay.
It only lasts so long, and now she's looking for a new one.
Oh man.
So you know, she's on a list right now to get that done. So shouts out to my daughter Elon.
We had this discussion some time ago.
Uh-huh.
We'd come up that you are a match. But you really don't want to give away your kidney.
Well, it's your daughter. You're going to do that.
You probably didn't give it a second thought.
That was not a second thought, man.
Now,
if any of your kids you needed a kidney or any type of organ, guess what? Boom, take that.
Yeah. Why be like, does mom match?
What's that?
See if the mom matches first.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead. Get the mom
check
thing out the way.
Check with mom. If she's not a match, I'll go in.
Hey, grandma? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, grandma.
I heard that Nick Allen's in there.
That would make sure they investigate all the possibilities.
You know, before they get to you.
Houston still has one kidney.
Houston matches.
Right. So
why don't you see if he's a match?
Well, I'm not dribbling going to the bathroom, so I'm still good. I'm good.
All right. Hang on. We got our buddy Nine and a Half Toad Luke here.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
Luke.
Houston, you're a better man than I am. My little oversized mulattoes will be history, buddy. No, I'm just joking.
I'm just joking. Of course you're joking.
I love my oversized mulattoes. So here, I called in because I got a message for China.
Yeah.
China. We're not coming to Mars to pick your damn cotton. I don't know why y'all did that. Y'all just stirred up something whole new when we got over that. China, we're not going.
I heard China planted cotton on the moon, and that popped in my head, too. I thought you might be calling.
No. Yeah, I'm just a little delayed here, you know, because the brother got a bills to pay. So, sure. No, China, we're not going to pick your damn cotton.
Let me ask you this, though, Luke. If they harvest a little weed, a little moon weed.
Moonweed.
Would you go harvest that for us?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. He's trying to pay the bills, man.
That's right.
Thank you, brother.
They know who he is on air.
Yeah, they definitely do.
He sounds black.
Yeah, he's black. That's not a fake voice. That's not a fake voice like you and your white guy.
Shout out to him.
All right. We're going to get into what Houston's got going this weekend before the break ends, but we got more Deadpool names, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Carol Channing passed away. That'd be an old white lady there.
Now, who was she?
I just told you.
She's a 97, stage and screen for years. Hello, Dolly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just old school stuff.
That kind of crowd.
Old school stuff.
Some of the 383 Deadpool players that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing include, but are not limited to, Asian Screwworm, A Seat in Season, Awesome Atheist Gets a Hit, I don't know that one.
You're afraid to say it out loud. Yeah, I really am.
That's good radio, right?
Yeah.
Well, they try to, know how to do try it to over sneak here. Stuff in where Craig will say
before
something dirty on the radio.
Over 18. Yeah.
It's like trying to figure out a license plate. Yeah.
Yes, yep. It is. Yep.
We know all those people.
Yeah.
Backseat Stain gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Baloney River Pants.
What is it?
Baloney River Pants.
I don't get that one. Yeah, I guess duh. You're right.
Banging in the Kitchen gets a hit, as does, another form of the Macaukins, form of cider. This is berries.
Okay, berries, cider.
Yeah, and this other berry, I just can't read it all. That's silly to even write that one.
Right.
Beer, Bacon, Boobies. Gets a hit.
That's part of the keto diet, by the way, we talked about earlier.
It is.
Beer, bacon, boobies.
In that order.
What do you eat? Because we were talking earlier about you work out all the time. You still got to watch what you eat a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But you burn so many calories. Stuff. Can you eat a lot of crap and burn them all?
Oh, man. You know what? The older you get, the slower your metabolism.
Let's go 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
I could work out like crazy because you'd work out like a maniac doing what you did for a living.
But I could eat anything and still not gain a lot of weight. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I maintained a certain weight over the years anyway, since high school.
Because you're fine. Okay.
Because I was always active.
Got it.
And I encourage a lot of people to stay active.
But once again, you exercise like a pro fighter does.
Yeah.
Most of us don't do that. So you could eat anything you wanted for a while there when you were younger.
Yeah.
And not gain.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I went to the toilet though.
Yeah,
came out 10 pounds lighter.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. That was part of my regimen too.
To make weight.
Do you drink much?
Every once in a while, I like that. You know, I gotta sip that Crown Apple.
Now, I witnessed you put down a good part of a bottle of Hennessy.
He bought me a shot of Hennessy once at a restaurant a couple years back, and that was brutal.
What was the other liquor?
Oh, man. Hey, hold on for it. It was Hennessy. I drank
Hennessy once with him.
Hennessy Black.
That's the black man's choice.
Yeah.
Hennessy. Hypnotic was the other one.
It was the Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
I used to drink Incredible Hulks, but I had to stop after, you know.
What's the Incredible Hulk? What is it?
It's a Hennessy, Hypnotic, and Red Bull.
That's it.
Whoa.
So I would, yeah, I would come up and come down, and I'll come after you, and I'll slow down. And I want to bite you, and I want to pat you on the back. I did all kinds of stuff.
Didn't he punch you, puss?
He nut-tapped me twice at the same party.
I had to let you know I was there.
He was coming at you.
I knew.
Back it off.
I think that's why I stopped getting invited to your Christmas parties.
No, he stopped having them.
You stop having the parties, man. Your parties were epic.
Yeah, I know.
everybody nut tack pulsing the way out. It's fun.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one that night.
Oh man,
I think there were two or three other guys.
A lot of people got high fived that night.
You're doing it wrong. You know,
because people were coming up to me like, "Hey, dude, you're the fighter guy," and I was like, "Okay, bow." Yeah, back up.
Yeah, you're doing those high fives wrong, man. That's not how it works.
Those were low fives. Right?
What's a combination called?
What's that? The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
You put the Hennessy. Then are you trying to drink one later, buddy?
No.
Okay, I just want to discount double check.
I just recall after the Incredible Hulk evening, I get a call about 6:30 the next morning.
Okay.
And it's Houston Alexander informing me that he's going to the gym.
I know.
Yeah.
Those days were nothing happened.
Well, that was my body. My body was calculated to do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just good. But right now, I might have to lay down for a little while after that. I might have to sit it out just a little bit before I can.
Okay, your last fight in the ring past couple of years, how long has it been?
Oh, man, about a year ago.
Okay, was that a tougher recovery because you're not to 22, 25?
No, you know, it's not a tougher recovery because, because Curly Alexander, who is my uncle, he showed me how to maintain your body. And if you're maintaining your body every single day and not being soggy and saggy and
got it.
You'll recover. You'll recover just a little faster.
Did the punches hurt more as you get older?
No.
They don't?
They still feel the same.
They feel
punches feel the same. Older, younger, middle-aged.
They hurt either way, right?
They hurt. They still hurt.
Jeez. I'm just asking, man.
Next question.
Do you adjust to them, though? Do you get a little more used to being punched?
But now, here's the thing, though. The whole object of the game is to not get punched. I tiptoe a little bit, but I wanted to say this. When I was fighting, especially when I fought the Kimbo Slice guy.
Right, right.
I get this all the time. Yep. How come you were moving around in the ring?
I know.
Well, we call that boxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was boxing.
And when you move around and you it's almost like
MMA
sticking.
MMA is both. MMA
sticking
is both,
moving.
Right.
But here's the thing. Nowadays, because they condoned it back then. Like, why are you walking around or running around in the ring with this guy? Now, they're physically running from their opponent now.
Yeah.
They're giving them their back. Like Conor McGregor, I watched him run like 6 or 7 times.
Run away,
But he's a hero now. So, when I was circling the guy, hitting, circle, hit, that's called boxing. We were boxing this
guy. So it has changed.
So it has changed.
People are running now, right?
Because they're running from their opponent.
Yeah.
Now it's okay to do so. So
I didn't get that. You didn't run against Kimbo Slice.
No, I didn't run.
You,
I just circled.
You circled with him.
I circled
and you beat the hell out of his legs for a long time.
And the whole thing is that. And back then, I don't think they counted leg kicks like they do nowadays.
Yeah, are they counting them as points now?
I think they really count them as points because in the last Bones Jones fight,
right?
I think he tore the guy's leg. That's how he ended up winning because he kicked the guy's leg so hard. His leg, he gave out.
How do you feel about all the controversy involved in with the Dana White stuff, with the guys doing stuff outside the ring, like throwing chairs through buses, jumping over the ring and doing horrible stuff? Because that's not good for the sport.
No. It's not good for the sport.
Of
course, it's good for the sport as far as promotional. But Conor McGregor, I believe, went overboard.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know you, maybe if you would have took that what did he take to hit the bus?
It was a
dolly.
Okay,
yeah,
dolly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit the side of the bus.
Hit the side of the bus. Right.
It would have been really dramatic if you would have hit the side of the bus.
That's what I thought too.
You still would have got the same thing.
Bob, right.
Okay. But you hit you got amped up and you took the dolly and went probably Incredible Hulk. And he threw it through the window.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he probably didn't mean to do it. But he ended up doing it, and he ended up costing himself some money. But he got enough money from the boxing. But I also think
that lay people should not tell guys that do this for a living to calm down. When your whole thing is you're training,
exactly.
You're ripped, you're hyped.
Exactly.
Everything about Adrenaline. Your sport is pretty tough and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just say stop on a dime.
Well,
so I feel that way too.
He
was overboard.
The discipline, but the guy that he fought was one of the best in the world, just like he was. But but see, they were even after he won, the other corner was like, "Boo!
I know,
F you!" and all this. So he was still taunting this guy in the ring.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna jump over the ring too.
Yeah.
If beating your guy didn't shut you up,
yeah,
I'm gonna shut you up. I'm gonna go outside the ring and shut you up myself.
That's true, man.
That's what he did. Because they talked about, and you can't talk about anyone from that Russian area. Because he talked about the religion,
right?
Talked about his family.
Yeah.
He talked about you can't do that.
They did all that stuff.
You can't do
right.
that. Yeah. You can't do that, okay. And not expect repercussions.
They got those.
He almost punched him in the throat. He almost got to him. He almost got to him.
No repercussions here, man.
And kids, one more thing, kids, don't put anything illegal in your body. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Don't put anything illegal in your body. Because if you can
be built like you and be clean, and you are.
And they tested me every single time they got a chance.
Right.
And please don't put nothing in. You don't need anything illegal in your body, okay? That's for suckers who trying to think, they're thinking they're getting an advantage.
Right.
But you know, there's no advantage to that. Working hard is the advantage.
Yeah.
Is weed a banned substance in your sport?
Weed is a banned substance.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, because you can't smoke weed.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
It's not going to help you in a ring.
There's a particular guy who has a belt right now who did offer me cocaine back then.
Really?
Yes. I'll tell you guys off air who it was, but he offered me cocaine and it was surprise. I was surprised.
Yeah.
And I looked at this guy like, really? Are you really offering me that?
But did they only P test those guys when they have a fight coming up? If they don't have a fight for a year, they ain't like the NFL. They can't jump P test.
Well, they're doing it randomly now. It's just the sport has gotten bigger.
Got it.
And they got more of that TV money.
Got it.
See, so now they're trying to clean it up. But you know, people are still going to take whatever they take.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But a lot of the top athletes who have belts, they've never tested for a banned substance except for one person.
See, I would not want to meet the Incredible Hulk on cocaine.
No.
Oh man, that would be crazy.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
No.
If I'm high-fiving everyone at your party off an Incredible Hulk, just imagine.
Did that feel like a high-five push?
No. I've had high-fives before, and it felt nothing like that.
Yeah, that was when you're nuts.
My bad. Hey, my bad push.
Yeah. It felt like somebody slamming a brick into my groin.
All right, so if you high-five the Incredible Hulk, don't say down low. Because you're going to get
Don't do the down low too slow. I'm pretty fast.
Yes, you are.
I'm still fast.
Yeah, you definitely are. Houston Alexander with us.
Oh man, but it is amazing to be on. Again, I used to, when I work construction, guys. I'm gonna tell your audience this. When I used to work construction, I used to listen to you guys all the time
before we met.
Doing my crappy asphalt job, mm-hmm. but the job was crappy. But the people that were around the situation, we were all good friends, mm-hmm. and we used to listen to you guys all the time when we worked on it.
I'm glad we got to become friends. You've been a good friend of the show and for a long, long time. We appreciate that.
And
we always root for you, and I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm glad you did this. You got a big event happening this weekend in Omaha.
Yes.
Explain where it's at and tell them.
It's going to be at the waiting room. You can go, I believe it's on their website, waiting room.
Yeah.
It's in the Benson area in Omaha, Nebraska.
Right.
We're bringing Twista Unplugged. And Twista is, you know, everyone knows he worked with Kanye West.
Yeah.
the before he went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Kanye went crazy.
Right. Yeah, before Kanye went crazy.
Yes, he did.
And this is our first foundation event for my organization, the Houston Alexander Foundation. We have Anjali, who is an up and coming R&B singer who's going to be doing her thing. Mr. Soul. Mm-hmm. Who is a iconic DJ, DJ Shorty. She's an iconic DJ from this area as well, and I'm hosting it.
All right.
So it's going to be
what
this
night
Friday.
Is it? This week, waiting room. What night?
Yeah, this Friday. This Friday. Doors open at 8, and it starts at 9. And they say it's going to snow in Nebraska. Go figure that.
Yeah.
Man up. Okay.
Yeah. Put a coat on.
Yeah. Put some boots on, and then put your high heels on after you get in.
That's
all right. Then just support us. Just support us. We're not begging. We're asking.
Houston
That's
Alexander
all.
Foundation, right. By the way.
And go to etix.com. Twister Unplugged. If you can't make it, sorry to cut you off. If you can't make it, go to HoustonAlexander.org and you can donate there. And help us out.
You cut Tall off again, he's going to punch you in the throat.
No problem. Yeah. Hey, hands up, don't shoot.
That's why he brought Nick in here. Nick will take care of you for us.
He does look tough.
Take the throat punch. Yeah, I'm very intimidating.
Used to people cutting me off.
That's a big change.
Todd won't mess with me, but he might mess with you.
Here's a funny thing that I've noticed over the years. Why do white guys cup their hats like this, and black guys have the flat bills?
Well, first of all,
why is that?
Well, white kids keep their flat bills too. But
okay,
you know what?
But the older white guys do the see.
We wear our hat the right way. That's
right. Oh, the right way, huh?
Right,
the right way, huh?
Yeah, it's to keep light from getting in your eyes from the side.
If you would see us in flat bills, we would look like idiots.
You know, like when the sun's going down.
Now my son, teenage boys can pull off the white. But my son's hats are all flat.
Guys, he just showed me a picture of his 14-year-old son.
Yeah,
he looks like a supermodel at 14 with a beard.
But they got the
flat bills.
Yeah, the flat bills. Yeah. The white kids wear that. White grown men don't wear flat bills.
Okay, what?
No, that's no it. We you get away with it. You're cool.
We wear our baseball caps as they're practical.
Okay.
Yours is a fashion statement.
It's been a fashion statement for a very long time.
Yes, it has. Houston Alexander Foundation is the foundation. Look it up. Check them out. Donate. And we'll see you. Come on back soon, okay?
It only took 2 years.
I know. It's been that long?
Has it? About a year and a half.
All right.
A year and a half. But people appreciate when I come up
here.
You
got to come back.
Thank
more
you, guys.
Often. You're welcome
you.
More often. You're a funny dude. If you weren't funny, I wouldn't have you up here.
Hey, okay.
No, I'm serious.
I wouldn't have to punch you in the throat, and I wouldn't have to nut check puss. Thank you for having me.
I heard that you said Jason an asshole. I love that story. All right, we got you tweet at Nick Allen's. Houston's Twitter handle is what?
Houston Assassin.
Check him out on Twitter. Ours is at TNT Radio Empire.
Nick, we're talking to
Chad Zumach tomorrow in the studio.
And Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond
on the
Dallas.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, wow. Dallas Page.
He's calling tomorrow, too, yeah. All right. Thank you, Houston.
I'm still torn up about Hulk Hogan.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, too.
See you in the morning. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.